You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
Show forever,
everything,
the last episode ever.
Stop with the faces.
No, not the last episode ever.
No.
Oh, good.
Sorry,
I need something to do because apparently I think of stuff to talk about on the show.
Yeah, like he goes through life
without,
like,
the show,
like,
then I wouldn't think,
like, at least once a day, like when he talks to me, like he'll be like, oh, I did this today and we can talk about that on the show, and we can talk about this on the show, and I read this, and we can talk about that on the show. And, like, I've never done that. I've never been like, oh, we can talk about it on that on the show.
I ate a sandwich,
like,
today.
He, like, thinks about that. I'm just, like, I go in there blindly, and, you know, it's that's how I roll.
So apparently without the show, I wouldn't think.
Apparently not.
And then I'd be boring.
Boringer.
Boringer. Anyway, that first, did you introduce the first band?
Nope.
Did not. That first band was the Minor Times out of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, with the song Ladder Devils. You can check them out at myspace.com/minortimes.
The Minor Times.
And it kind of sucks because
the
Minor Times.
Yeah, they unfortunately just broke up.
Like, I don't know what is.
What is that? You just totally jumped in on my sentence. Before I even said anything, I was like, unfortunately they broke up. And before I even got they out, I was like, unfortunately they. And you're like, broke up! What was that?
I complete your sentences.
You were anticipating it so much you couldn't wait. You were just like, they broke up.
I was going to say it sucks because bands get signed and then they break up and you got to support the underground.
It sucks for, like, the record label. They're not going to, like, want to hire these people.
Well, the independent record labels do all right. I mean, yeah, they save money if they have one less band.
Yeah, but still, they sign them and then they break up. They're going to be like, well, that's unstable.
Well, it happens in big labels, too, and small labels. The best thing with the big labels now, of course, is that the big acts are leaving the labels and going out on their own. They don't need them anymore, and they just go out and be like, screw you guys. And they do it themselves. And,
such as?
I don't know. Well, in the metal community, I'm sure there's a few. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Mindless Self-Indulgence did that.
Yeah, but they're crazy.
And that's the only people I know off the top of my head. Nine Inch Nails. R.E.M. did that, right?
Radiohead.
Radiohead on R.E.M. or just Radiohead?
I think both of them.
Okay.
Madonna, oddly enough, although you people probably don't give a shit about Madonna. Neither do I really. I'm just throwing out names of big acts that are saying fuck you to the major labels. Which we should all do, because eventually they will disappear. Or at least become distribution channels. What's
so,
that?
So, yeah.
Well, they can become...
Mindless Self-Indulgence, the only way I knew that is because I was looking up, like, songs because I just went to see them.
And this one's going to be listening and be like, no, this band!
Jared said that they left, and that's the only reason I know. But yes, I went to go see Mindless Self-Indulgence. Before Jared interjects and I can quickly have my little segment of the show, I went to go see Mindless Self-Indulgence with our friend Jess, and he got tickets like a half hour before the show, and it was fantastically awesome. Just so you know.
We'll have your own section of the show where I can't talk. Then you can talk about flowers and cupcakes
like
and
you
stuff.
Do, and you're like, and we have this next band. Yes, and we have this next band, and it's great. And that's you, and that's what you do.
I'm trying to think of a big metal band, like hardcore band that's independent. Oh, the Hoods.
Oh.
Are a big hardcore band that are independent. Yeah, no. We play the Hoods.
Aw.
Yeah, we done.
Aw.
Yeah, we done it.
Yeah, we done it.
Yes, we done it.
Peter done.
Should we play another song?
Yeah, probably.
Why'd you just reference Larry the Cable Guy? He's not very metal.
That's what you made me think of when you're like, done it, and I thought of Gator Dome.
He's like a fake redneck.
Oh, suck.
But I suppose, what sucks?
No, just suck in general.
I just thought of that scene from Harold and Kumar.
Yes, oh yes.
Yes,
we'll
oh yes.
We'll talk about that after the song, though, so that we can actually play this song.
So I'm going to pick a song out here. Where the hell am I? Oh, here we go. This next band is Hellshock out of Portland, Oregon. And the name of the song is Walking Dead. And for some reason, I'm trying to figure out what exactly their MySpace page address means. But I'm just going to read it off because I'm awesome.
What?
That's what I do. So, myspace.com/PDXS.
It's PDX Stenchcore, Jared.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I spelled hardcore wrong.
What? You're retarded. It's well, PDX Stenchcore.
Like when I read things and there's random letters and I don't...
Your brain doesn't function? Is that what that is? Right, okay,
Portland,
so...
Stenchcore.
This...
I like how I couldn't pick out that. I was writing it, and I was like, this isn't words.
Right. Wow. So, this band...
Gotta lay off the water here.
What is the band called?
Hellshock.
Hellshock?
Okay. Hellshock.
The band's called Hellshock. The MySpace is PDX Stenchcore. They're out of Portland, Oregon, and the song is called Walking Dead. We'll be right back. right. So I probably just
say it again.
Hit the button when Jared's in the middle of a sentence. But
I talk a lot.
That band was Hell.
You haven't noticed.
Shock. Hell Shock.
Like Shell Shock, except Hell Shock.
Hell Shock.
I like that ending, that like echoing ending. It reminded me of the. If anybody remembers the Jim Brewer thing, where the as a teenager he sneaks in his house and then his mom walks in, like, "Have you been drinking? Is it echoing here, man?"
Right. So, Jared and I saw Harold and Kumar today.
But Jim Brewer.
Harold and Kumar.
You don't think that reminds you of that, the echo?
Harold and Kumar.
Echo.
No.
No, you don't Harold remember that one?
That's a song.
Jim Brewer Hardcore, you know?
Harold and Kumar!
Nobody cares about Harold and Mr. Kumar.
Yes, I do.
So, yes, we went and saw the new Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay because we are fans of Harold and Kumar and go to White Castle. Mm-hmm. And we ate lots of White Castle last week in honor of Harold and Kumar. Actually, we didn't. We just ate it because we don't have it near us, so...
That's true.
We get it once in a while. But what do you want to talk about the movie?
I don't know. I liked it.
We'll change the show into, like, a movie review show instead.
We saw that
Sorry,
tonight.
Kids.
And... I don't know. I like it.
There's a lot of crude humor, I suppose, the first one, but still entertaining.
I still like... Neil Patrick Harris was in again.
Nudity. Neil Patrick Harris, of course. I don't want to give away too much if you haven't seen the new Harold and Kumar... movie, but it's there's a guy from The Daily Show in it. Neil Patrick Harris.
Harold and Kumar.
I recognize at least one porn star in the one scene. Mm-hmm. So if you like boobs, there's a bunch of that in there as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it too much. There's a few characters, a few actors from the last film that are in it that play different characters. Yeah. It's
good times.
It's good times. The device that Kumar builds is quite genius.
Yeah, until it gets them off.
I think it's great. It was that little old lady's fault the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's a good film. You should go see it. Check it out. I don't know. It was enjoyable. All right,
and that was dead air because Jared's just like, oh.
I was thinking how funny it was. We went in, like, the early afternoon to go see it. So it was like the
early afternoon. It was like 5 or 6 or
it was like the matinee special, you know.
Well, that was only because we went out to dinner afterwards. Yes. Jared and I went on a date.
Because that's exciting news right there.
It was cute.
It was cute. And awesome.
Yeah, I'm sorry it wasn't metal like Jared always says. It was
a metal date. Should go to a concert sometime. That'll fix it.
I said that, and you were going to come to Mindless with us, but you didn't.
Dude, the fucking pen just jumped out of my hand.
Because he had a chance to go to Mindless Self-Indulgence, and he's like, no, why don't I go see that, man? So I'm CMSI without him.
The fucking pen.
Me.
What the hell is that?
Me. That's
you. Should open up like a death metal song with that.
Jared talks all the time.
That's what we do on a radio show.
Like, it's a good thing when we're doing the radio show, but like, this kid talks like you don't even know. Like, talk about everything.
What the hell is double sided tape?
Yeah, it's double sided tape, bitch.
Okay. I like to talk.
All
so
the
I didn't
time.
Talk, then
about
it'd be silence
everything.
With her. And I.
like we'll just be like, he turned on like techno music for no reason, and he just tells you everything you never needed to know about techno music.
Or metal music.
Or anything. Or anything music. Like, Jared is the information site for anything you never needed to know.
I'm a well read metalhead. It rhymed. That was lame.
Oh, you are lame.
But I learn about stuff, I read stuff.
I know, but I don't tell everyone everything. I don't know.
I tell you stuff.
You tell me everything.
I do.
I do. I mean, you do, and it's nice. I like it.
What do you have conversations with when you sit down with people? What do you talk about?
I don't know. Things.
Wait, things? What do you... Do you never talk about anything new? I mean...
Yeah.
A lot of my friends, we talk about
but
recurring
I just
crap.
Like you're always like... You are just like, talk. It's okay. I'm kidding.
So
I
just play a song so I don't talk?
No, just kidding. It's cute when you talk.
I don't think the listeners find it cute.
I do.
They might like it better if we just play like 30 minutes of solid music.
It's a possibility.
That's why you screaming in the background. Yeah!
Right. So you can play a song now if you want.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
What do you mean?
What?
Huh? So I was thinking about Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
And how it was an entertaining film. And.
Alright, so play a song.
Ooh, and Superbad, of course. We talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because we watch it. So anyway, I'm going to shut up all of you because...
Sounds like a plan.
That's what Gene wants me to do. Anyway. So this next song is with Hope-Filled Hearts. The band is out of North Carolina. And the name of the band is Within the Confine. Check them out at myspace.com/withintheconfine.
Guitar on my bed, which makes the entire bed vibrate, and I don't even know if anyone can hear it. Jared does not play guitar, by the way. Jared plays bass. I am most definitely recording.
It doesn't do anything. Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Sheena has this beautiful guitar that's all dusted up.
I haven't played it in a while, sorry. I haven't had time. I just finished with finals. I had a pen around here, but you can definitely, like, hear when I'm playing with the pen, so you're gonna hear...
To all you schooly kids out there.
Good guitar in the background. What?
To all you schooly kids out there with finals. Exciting time of year. Yeah. Happiest time of year for all that shit.
Yeah. I have school all summer, too, so it sucks.
There we go. I think it collects dust like crazy.
Do you want to, like, clean my room while you're at it?
No, I'm just cleaning to protect this instrument. Dude, Gina's got this guitar that's, like... An acoustic electric.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah.
But it collects dust. Like, I'm not a very good cleaner, and it collects dust easily,
I
guess.
You get a case. Anybody out there know a good place to get a case for a guitar?
For very cheap.
Anywhere. It could be anywhere in the world, as long as it's cheap. And we'll have it mailed. I like how you can remove the equalizer.
Well, don't.
Why not?
I didn't ask you to remove the equalizer.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I'm expensive. Doing this show on my own because Jared's not even remotely paying attention to me. He's playing the guitar, like, ass backwards. And I don't plan on moving so that you can sit back down.
When I first started playing bass, I played it ass backwards as well.
Yeah, that's true.
My bass is falling apart. The one knob, like, moves on its own, and, like, the thing where you plug the jack in, like, a penis into the other thing, and it's kind of screwed up as well.
Oh, yeah.
The male part into the
Jared
female part.
Jared tends to only play his bass when I want to go to sleep or something.
Uh-huh.
I remember, like, half the time... Yeah, remember Zach when I said that? Like, I had to go to sleep for, like, a test the next day, and Jared's all like, oh, I think I'll play bass now. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Oh, snap. Oh, it's still recording.
The hell did you just do?
I just made it go away, but it's still recording, so it's okay.
And now you're cleaning my laptop off.
I rhymed. That's because you took all the dust from the room and put it on your computer, so.
I still think it's cool that the, why are you opening pages?
I'm not opening pages.
It's bouncing, which means you're opening it,
see? Oh, snap. Hold on.
Hey, cancel. Cancel.
No, what just, why can't I just hit the X?
I should get rid of that software. You don't need it, apparently.
No.
Because I don't have a thing for it.
What is it?
It's a writing program.
Oh. Oh, is that like...
No, let's not talk about that.
But is that like Abbey Word or something?
Yeah, but Abbey Word's better.
Like Microsoft Word?
Abbey Word should be there, but it's not. So I don't know.
It's not.
So I guess I should buy pages. It's so dumb you gotta buy everything.
Yeah.
They just hand you everything, you know?
That's what happens with a Mac.
Screw economy.
Yeah.
Just buy stuff. I mean, get stuff for free. I still think it's funny that the songs listed are like, you know, whatever song we play, and then in the thing it's listed as jingles in the software we use. Because I'm too lazy to change it to, like, awesome music stuff. Things.
Alright, stutterer.
Testaculese.
We should play a song.
Testaculese!
What song are we playing anyway?
Testaculese!
Which one?
I'm saying testicles.
Is it testaculese? This one?
Yes. The Panamanima band.
It's the Panamanima?
I cannot pronounce any of this for any of it.
So, what does this say? What are these letters here?
Louder.
Wait, what are these letters?
Louder?
No, these letters.
What
is that? I'm going to say that's V-U-E. Vuelve, but what's that one?
Porn.
Porn? Seriously?
Vuelve porn?
Is that what it is?
We shall find out. There you go. Vuelve por mí.
Oh.
Something for me?
I think live or something.
I know something. Sweet. Oh, crap. How do I do it?
All right.
Almost.
So, yeah. This next band, and last band of the show, is... I think it's Engo. And the MySpace is ENGEL Panama, and the song is called Vuelve por mí.
And they spell their band name E.N.G.E.L.
Dot.
It's initials, so it probably stands for something.
Yeah.
And they're out of Panama.
They're trying to get to Nicaragua to play or something.
How do you know that just from looking at that piece of paper?
Because I remember that they were the band that I was all like, yeah, I translated, because they were like, help Ayúdame, you know. Vamos.
Worldwide, baby.
No, some... I don't remember. But it says, help us to go to Nicaragua. And I was like, yeah, I translated with my Spanish.
And it's a long song, so you'll have a long...
That's about all I got.
...ending.
Right.
Here on Red Face Black.
So,
thank you again for tuning in, as always.
Thank you, and we will see you next time. We'll be right back.
Siempre te quise, siempre te amé, y a tu lado siempre estaré.